Have you gotten any emails from any of your colleagues in the last, you know, before you came out here, obviously not while you've been at the podium, but since about noon or so?
Why don't you get to your question? Okay.
Have you?
What's your question?
Are you able to look at them right now?
My email? Yeah. I'm not going to pull up my email from the podium.
No. You don't need to show it to me.
Yeah.
I want to know if you've noticed anything different in the from line where it gives the sender.
Matt, this would be a lot better if you would just ask us what your question was.
You haven't noticed anything?
No.
Okay, so within the last hour and a half, 2 hours, the State Department's internal email system, and I've tested this, so okay, I know that it's true, has added pronouns to people's, not their signature, but to their, where it says from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it will say him, he, his, or her, you know, her,
yeah,
she, her. why? This is not an optional thing. This is something that has been just arbitrarily imposed. And, you know, understand that people could have their pronouns attached if they wanted them to a signature before. But this is not something that anyone has a choice about. And so I'm just wondering why and who made this decision.
Well, Matt, I have not seen this phenomenon for myself.
Okay, well, I have, and I'll show it to you.
To ask you a question, is it just for internal State Department
people? Obviously not, because I tested it.
So I got an email from someone
in this building, and whereas before it did not have any of these pronouns attached to the sender's name, it now does. And I've also been told from other people that many of them, or at least...
Well, when you send it, does it have the...
I'll show it to you in a second.
Well,
if you don't know anything about this, then that's fine. Yeah. Can you look into it?
I'm happy to look into it.
Not be an optional thing for people to do. But the problem is that a lot of them, or at least some of them so far, as far as I've been able to tell, are wrong. They're giving the wrong pronouns.
So men are
being identified as women and women as men, and this has nothing to do with whatever transgender anything like that. But it's ridiculous.
This phenomenon has not made its way to my outlook, but I'm happy to check
on
this for you.
I just told you about it, so can you
broadly though, Matt?
Broadly
though, Matt, of course, the ability for individuals to
with doing it, and if people want to have their whatever pronoun on attached to it is fine, but it should be a choice, right? Not something that is the State Department imposes on people,
especially if
it's wrong.
I will look into this. I'm not aware. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Happy Thursday.